Shit.
Hello.
Let me tell you, man. It's been a long time since I walked out of here.
What do you mean, man? First and foremost, you know, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Thirsty Nerds podcast.
Oh, my. Clarence is bringing us in?
I did.
Holy shit.
And you know, it would have been smoother if you didn't break my fucking stride.
It's okay. You get used to it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's okay. I forgive you, man. I forgive you. I forgive
you. No, you don't.
What episode is this? Because I don't.
This is episode.
And just like the other one, you just don't remember. Just,
hey, man, look.
I remember.
I'm not perfect.
Are we starting this podcast? Are we starting this podcast bickering to each other?
I mean, don't we always?
No. We usually get to the intro first. See, this is what happens when we don't have the mature one with the glasses.
The mature one? Kind
of so, welcome to another episode of the Thirsty Nerds podcast.
He just had to do it.
Of course I did. It always comes back down to it, son. No, it's 73 if you would like to seriously carry us in.
All right. Can we do it again? Do we just roll?
You can always do it again.
I'm letting you do whatever you like.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. You said, wait, what episode?
73, man. I would do the applause if I could.
Nah, we can't. We don't. We have that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Thirsty Nerds podcast. This is episode 73.
We're only on take two, by the way.
Only.
Yeah.
Only. Yeah.
So.
But how are you guys?
Listen, man, I'm good. You know, had some stuff going on throughout my week, but
like what?
Well, this is probably like the third time I've gotten up in my life that I can remember getting up and walking out of a film.
Oh, what did you go see, my man?
I went to see Michael Bay's bum ass film Ambulance.
He's still making movies?
I mean, no, he's not making films. He's making the adult equivalent to what we made when we were children, just finding excuses to put our Lego sets and set pieces together.
Okay.
Like whatever happened didn't matter. We just wanted the car to go over the ramp.
I mean, we're having fun though.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that
yeah.
wasn't fun apparently.
I mean, and let me just say that I was high when I went to this film, so I was not going
naturally
to perceive it.
I was going
to
ask you if you were like, you know.
Oh, I was blitzed.
You were blitzed.
And I also fell asleep a little bit in the beginning. But when I woke up, you know, the camera was whooshing around and nothing was ever straight on.
Oh, yeah. You felt like you were in one of those fucking Universal Studios rides?
Yeah, man. I was just sitting back in my seat. Oh, why won't it stop?
This is not fun.
It was horrible. I had to get up and walk out. Hour in, I had to get
holy
up,
shit.
Recoup my night. Had to go get me some Steak and Shake and Sulk. was fucking horrible.
I do remember you did like... You straight up texted us the whole process.
Yeah, you did.
Like I'm here, Steak and Shake, trying to get my reward for this torture I went through, or recoup the night somehow.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah,
you should have seen the superior movie.
I should have.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is fantastic.
I'm one of the, I have that streak in me that's where it's like if something is really good and people like it, I just go like, all right, let me avoid it.
So let me do the opposite.
Let me avoid it till later.
All right,
they're obviously not truly correct, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But I've been doing good. You know, my friend came down and stuff. Been chilling, everything, you know. I've been keeping up with my homework, you know. It's just been chill.
Being a responsible human being.
Huh?
You're being a responsible human being.
That's pretty much as dull as fuck.
There remains to be seen.
What?
When'd you wake up today?
I woke up whenever you wanted to.
Fair enough.
All right, I'm off this week. I mean, I've been off for the last couple of days, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
I want you all to recognize he didn't answer my question, but go on.
Other than that, you know.
So let's get down to the gritty, man.
How are you, though?
Me?
Yeah. You didn't talk about yourself. You're so...
I don't want to. But I'm okay, man. I'm okay.
Right.
Maintaining, living, surviving.
Cool.
You know, the day-to-day like everybody else.
Let us in.
Let you in?
Let us in.
You are in. I'm here.
I know, but I'm doing it for the camera. Let us in.
If I let you in any deeper, then it'd be a different type of relationship.
Ooh. Wait, you could be in just a little bit and it still won't be?
Anyway.
There have been discussions on the internet
fine.
About... Exactly.
Yep.
About Godzilla being in fucking Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, that inch. Oh, my God. Yeah, he is inching slowly more.
Everywhere.
Everywhere,
into mainstream. That's what he's inching into.
Like now?
He's never had it before.
Now?
Yeah, I guess so. Because this is the height of what, I mean, in the mainstream, like at least in the West, that Gaza has been in a long fucking time. So now they're doing what the modern thing to do is basically to be in any game or any sort of thing is possible. Like he was in the comics. He's
fighting over, Power Rangers. Fighting
Power Rangers. Now he's going to be fighting soldiers in Call of Duty.
The American military.
Yeah, do you have like a character or something that he could fight?
No.
Exactly.
Would you just,
they're going to have a mini game or like push probably, back Godzilla.
It's probably just going to be a
with an M16. With an M16.
He has a look of fucking bar and everything.
And a Stinger missile. Congratulations. Oh. That's all it takes.
With five humans.
I can see the animations like,
It's probably just going to be a fucking gun skin.
Exactly.
But I just want to make one thing
clear. That'd be cool too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it'd be dope, especially if it's right the way I did.
Like its a little mouth in the front?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I've seen a couple of guns that have been close to that mark. They could totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to be clear about the status of these relationships. All right. Godzilla, in this case, is the parasite that is leeching onto the bigger organisms, which would be Power Rangers and.
Typical American
opinion. Power Rangers is bigger than Godzilla? I would say not.
I didn't say that.
You said the bigger.
Hey, bro, push up your glasses and say they're not Power Rangers. They're Sentais.
Sentai. Super Sentai.
And how does that make you feel saying that?
Good. It makes me feel like an elite.
I can't believe this man over here in this corner. You know what? Let me talk to somebody with a couple of brain cells right now.
Thank you.
Do you think that this is going to tie into the Shin Ultraman movie, my friend?
That's a good question.
Don't look away from me. Don't.
We all look away from you.
Turn your backside to him now.
Don't you turn your back on me.
I don't think they're going to tie in. I just think because it feels like Shin's going the other route with the Japanese Godzilla and everything. But do I think they're all going to collide? I don't. It's a good question. And if they really want to make some money, they should. Well, strike while the iron's hot.
Is it hot?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
if
it is.
Hot, Call of Duty women like, hey, come
no,
on
no,
in.
No. You have to understand.
You think Legendary Pictures came to them like, can we put him in there?
No, they didn't ask. He asked to be put in.
It was a mutual agreement.
No.
All right.
Mutual implies they're both getting something.
Look, are both getting something.
We should know his attitude towards Godzilla, all right? He was talking shit when the movies were hot, all right? He's talking shit when the comic is hot.
I'm just tired of him.
He's like, oh my God, the Godzilla movie made money? He's like, oh my God, I can't find the Godzilla comic.
I'm tired of y'all trying to make Godzilla happen over here.
We ain't got to make it happen. That boy's always been happening. All right?
He's already out here.
You ain't happening, Jack.
Fuck.
Anyway.
Stand in your truth, gentlemen.
You know what? Since this man wants to be such a Jamal is such a disappointment, let's master the energy right now. And, we can say our goodbyes and pay our respects to Gilbert Gottfried.
Yep.
Wow.
The great.
Wow.
Well, what?
I want to say something disrespectful, but the fact that you use that
you can't.
As a segue,
it's a shield
to talk. Yep, it's a perfect shield, and I won't go against it.
Look, it's the only look. This is literally probably like the third pod in a row that we had to talk about some sort of fucking death in the entertainment industry and everything. It has not been good.
It's happening. Time moves forward.
It does. Like, he was 67 years old. It's weird because he came here to Crown Point. No, Hobart.
Wow.
Yeah, he was downtown doing his little tour and everything. He was a small man. He was a really tiny man. But he was. Well, he was.
Does that make you feel good when you say shit like
no,
that?
No, I wasn't trying. I'm just saying my experience of just seeing, because I didn't get to talk to him. Anything.
He's small.
He wasn't as tall as you thought he was going to be.
No, everyone seems bigger, on screen.
On screen, yeah. Yeah. They don't really
must be nice.
They don't really, put out everyone's measurements.
What?
Just saying.
I believe his.
You got 2 6-foot guys over here.
What's his last role, Smiling Friends?
Playing God. Yeah.
What?
His last role was playing God in Smiling Friends.
Oh, that shit.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was good. You did watch it.
The first episode.
Yeah, man. Get out of my head.
Yeah, I saw it.
Look, it's okay. It's a great show. It's a great show. It's enjoyable.
I certainly agree.
Since we're kind of like reminiscing of other roles, what roles do you guys remember? Like, what's the first thing that comes to head when you think of Gilbert Gottfried?
Iago.
True. Yeah.
I took the easy layup. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You did. I'm trying, because he's been all over the place.
He has.
When you watch something, you hear him, you know, like, that's him. But, like, the characters themselves, it's hard to, like, really pinpoint. Like,
I think I can faintly remember him in being in Ace Ventura, I think.
Was it? Yeah.
But that's about it.
Because he's done some live action stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Pretty sure he was in Home Alone.
The Affleck Duck.
I think so.
Yeah, I took it. Affleck Duck. The duck. Yeah, got it.
Damn it.
Got the duck. Damn it. Yeah. Cool.
You're all terrible.
Look, I love him. When I hear his voice, it's always delight.
Put some respect on the GOAT's name. He's a comedian of great caliber.
I'll say this. I loved it when he, because apparently this was a special, he narrated all of 50 Shades of Grey. It was fucking hilarious. The clips I saw. I think it was just a skit, but he possibly actually did.
I would listen to the whole much of
We'll put on some of his stand up for you guys later on.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's
I mean it's tough. You know, people get old, people pass away. Yeah. You know, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, right?
Yeah, so. Ups and downs all around. You know, that's the moral of the story. That's the way life goes.
Right.
And with these ups and downs comes excitements and disappointments, much like the Kingdom Hearts 4 announcement.
God, you are just killing it with this.
He is literally killing it.
Okay, let's not talk about this. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts. Yeah.
Suck it up. Suck me a little more. Come on.
I've done all I can.
I've done all I can.
I can do no more.
He can only give you
a point. How are we all feeling about this Kingdom Hearts? Like,
don't say all.
I'll go first.
Sad because Heidel's not here, and it will just complete every single spectrum of opinion for Kingdom Hearts right now.
Should we call him?
No.
Okay.
Your family stuff.
If he's gonna like, you should have called me. All right then. All right.
Listen, I'll go first.
Oh my God.
I don't care.
Sir.
Yeah. Tell us.
Kingdom Hearts 4. How does that impact your life?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
Cool.
You're cool?
Yeah.
You're so cool?
I watched you guys sit there and complete that third game. How could you even possibly talk about a four? What the fuck is going on?
That four.
That was horrible.
That three hurt me so much. I even paid for the DLC.
I saw you.
And I know there was a whole 25th anniversary announcement with more than just Kingdom Hearts 4, but let's be real. Does anyone else care about their efforts for their mobile games?
Who? It's all about the main games.
Okay.
We don't give a fuck about Union, Fate,
exactly,
or whatever the fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For actually being a Kingdom Hearts fan or whatever, and you can appreciate at least a little bit of it.
I'm glad you can.
I'm hoping. I don't know why. I am hoping. I have hope. I'm like a abused housewife. You know, I just can't leave. I keep coming back, even though I know I should leave. What? It's okay. An abused partner. Sorry, partner. It looks promising. The fact that I am hoping that since it feels like they're straying away from the Disney stuff, like the cartoons, that possibly it could have a.
What do you mean by
story.
That?
Huh?
What do you mean by that?
Okay. It feels like, okay, Sora. Okay, I'm going to give you some Kingdom Hearts shit. All right, Kingdom Hearts 4 apparently is set in the unreality, right? He's in Scarlet. No, he's in.
Scarlet Ad Kaim is the name of the other thing. It's Yozora's name.
Yozora's
world.
Yes,
or whatever. He's supposed to. We know the lore. We know the lore.
Yeah. But, okay,
awesome.
Apparently it may be more live action stuff because in the trailer, apparently there is a AT-ST. Foot in the background, so we could be getting one of the first clues could be Star Wars, being going to a Star Wars world.
So
Endor,
okay. I'm not too excited about this.
I know.
Yeah, I'm still a fan of Kingdom Hearts, but we're going to be looking at this from the apartment window and seeing exactly what's going on. It's earned that type of treatment instead of just going day one by.
It very well has.
I hope I'm not putting out the wrong energy. I am not really necessarily excited. I am
hopeful.
Hopeful. I'm cautiously hopeful.
He's holding on to the light.
I am.
We will learn
every light. You know.
He won't.
No matter what, as long as there's a tiny bit of light, that's all I need. So that light will never go out.
No.
It'll go out.
No. What are you looking forward to? What do you hope that they do to maybe put that fire back in?
Are you asking me what I actually want?
Yeah, yeah. If you could just name two things, because you could probably go off on a whole list, couldn't you? It's two things.
I want a good story.
You're already swinging.
That's at this point. This is where they got me. I want a good story, oof, and I want to play as Riku more.
Oh fuck!
I know. I'm asking for a whole fucking life, especially when they went on record saying that the main games are all about Sora. It's the Sora games. That's it. It's all about him. This little perpetual child, played by a 38-year-old
with giant boots.
Yeah. No. No more. Those are dead now.
What does he wear?
He has little shoes now. He has regular size shoes now.
I want them to tighten up their gameplay and not have it feel as floaty as it usually is. It just kind of more weight. There more it weight. Is. I want a little bit more weight behind what happens when you're playing this game. Everything just feels so lawfully. When you hit somebody with the keyblade, okay, you don't really feel the impact on the screen or from the characters, stuff like that.
That's a good point. I would like some more thought in this gameplay and everything. But for me, like, these games, I never really took to. Like, the gameplay never was a problem for me. It was just, wait, what's wrong? Oh, my God.
And I would like the game when you get introduced to the other characters, the other Disney characters or the other Square Enix characters.
Yeah.
I would like for their involvement to be the involvement in their overarching world.
Yeah.
And not just what's going on in their backyard and you just see glimpses of where they came from.
Yeah, I'm tired of playing out a fourth of a film, if that, just you're just playing a scene out, a couple scenes, even though you've seen the movie most likely. I don't want to play that out, especially when it has nothing to do with the overarching story. I don't want to redo this over and over again. Like, the fucking Frozen world.
Yeah, we don't need highlights from the movie.
Yeah, we don't need highlights from the film.
We don't need
just that. Make them include it into the big story, because that fucking Frozen world, oh my, like, they literally remade the entire film in that game. It was, and they redid in the Let It Go scene all in in-game graphics. Why? What was the point of that?
They did the same thing in Kingdom Hearts 2 with the whole Little Mermaid scene. We don't that need too. To see her, you know, sing Part of Your World. Like, we don't need shot highlights. Like, hey, do you guys remember this is from the Disney movie? Like, we know you own the shit. We know it's the big D. We don't need to see the movies again.
Like, that's why I'm, like, really hoping that this is just Nomura actually getting his, like, quote-unquote, everyone's been saying online, his revengeance, because he never got to finish Versus 13. So this is basically Versus 13.
Well, I'm so happy for him to be able to do his dream projects. Happy for him.
Good for him. Just make them good, please.
Please.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Not so much just make them good, but give him the time that he needs to work on it and give out a polished product. And we don't need to get, like, the scraps of something that's not finished to get to have it be done later on.
Yes. Okay. What were you going to say? Because you seem like you're preparing to, like.
No, I just wanted to lean forward so I can see your faces when you guys talk.
Okay, sorry. But yeah, that's,
you do that, you increase the quality, you know, when they eat, we eat, they eat, everybody eats.
Everyone eats, B.
And we all have a good time.
Yeah.
So we should take a page out of Capcom's book and realize that once everybody starts eating, everyone's cool. All
right, that was a good segue.
In case you guys didn't hear, Capcom has noticed that
he's carrying
if
us.
You want to retain your workforce, if you want to grab talent, you have to give them an incentive to work for you. Capcom has raised their pay.
Whoa. He's talking. I don't.
What's he saying?
He's talking nonsense. Oh, it sounds like
you're right. They should just be happy. They could put that name on their fucking resume.
They should be happy with the opportunity to work for fucking Capcom.
You're lucky.
You don't need a raise.
You're lucky we let you in.
Exactly. But they gave everybody 30% raises.
They did.
In hopes to...
The Japanese, mind you.
Retain talent. Right.
The Japanese.
Well, we never thought this was America.
Well, there's Capcom in America.
Well, again, I never thought this was the American branch that you were talking about.
You're right. Sad. This is great news as far as business practice goes in the industry. This is setting good landmarks for them.
Especially the fact that, like, this is a long time coming because Capcom has been killing it. Like, recently, like, with all their Street Fighter, but, like, a lot of their other...
Well, wait a second. What's wrong with Street Fighter? Exactly. Move on.
Street Fighter is a game that had to come into its own over time.
Yeah.
And when it initially came out, it was extraordinarily lackluster.
But did it ever come
into Street Fighter 5?
Do you play Street Fighter?
Did Street Fighter ever come into its own?
Yeah, 5.
Street Fighter 5 has come into its own with its Championship Edition update.
Okay.
It's still not for me. I gave it a good shot, but...
He gave it a good shot, Jamal.
You know, it is what it is. It brought many more people into the franchise who had left previously due to what happened in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just look forward to six to see what happens, and maybe they could just regain some of the people they lost or find new people.
True.
Because that's how the business goes.
But yeah, I'm just happy, like I've been saying, like everything else, like Street Fighter is still successful, even though it's not maybe my, it's still arguable like how good the game is or was or as it started and everything. But everything else, like Capcom been killing with Resident Evil, Capcom has been killing it with a lot of their other flagship properties.
Monster Hunter.
I forgot what I could have lived with that one. Yeah, that was the one.
So like, yeah, they deserve one. And that should always reflect, you should always get more if the company is especially doing well. You know, like that, just it should be a give and take, especially the fact that these people are making your products. Help them out a little.
It makes for a better work environment and really boosts morale to say that we noticed that you guys are doing good, so we're going to reward you for your behavior.
Exactly. Sounds right, right? Sounds fair?
Thoroughly reward. Like what we want. Like pay us. We don't want no fucking pizza party.
No, please. We don't want no little gift bag.
More about tacos. How about
Taco,
a hoodie?
Taco Tuesday?
How about a hoodie with a little
Street Fighter on it?
Well, you know, when you got enough money to throw around, you can just buy whatever the fuck you want.
True.
Because the crown Saudi prince owns 96% of SNK now.
Fuck, what the
I mean, how much was SNK really at this point?
Okay, I don't...
Couldn't have been a lot of money, the, SNK.
What? I don't understand this statement. It's just kind of like blowing... Like, what does that mean? Yeah, what
means so look.
Like, in his stock or like...
No, like, literally... Out of his pocket, he probably bought that shit, and the company of SNK, Playmore, is his as a 96% shareholder. It's his to do with what he wants. Now, look, let's not beat around the bush and say, like, oh, this is a terrible thing. Like, this person who supports murder, blah, 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 he's kind of just doing it out in the open. Should we reward that? No. Is it bad? Yeah. But, you know, Disney's doing the same shit.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No,
I mean Hershey's done been doing the shit
Hershey's
too
horribly,
done
yeah,
a lot.
And Apple and yeah, all these companies.
And I'll be that piece of shit to say, if this is the price that we have to pay to get good King of Fighters games, because King of Fighters 15 is banging, boy. If this is the price we got to pay, then
is he responsible? I mean, is it just happening now, or is this something he slowly just over time you start buying?
Slowly over time. Like he bought a good chunk. We talked about this before. I brought it up. He bought a good chunk of it way back then.
Fuck. It will be all his one day.
And if that, you know, that blood oil money is giving us rollback net code, then let's go, baby. Oh,
it doesn't need to be this way. Speaking of, like, King of Fire, like, have you played any more of it? Like,
With Omega Ruga came out?
Yeah.
He looks
broken as fuck.
He's not broken.
How people play them and everything, like, I just see him, like, he'll just walk across.
It's just a boss character. People have memories and, you know, big, tall white man move called Genocide Cutter. It's so sick. It's a
Genocide Cutter.
Grabs you, puts you at the wall no matter where you are,
makes
it explode, and a skull comes up. Look, it looks cool. It's cool. I love it.
Wow.
I'm a fan of this game. It could do no wrong almost.
Unlike some people, like Ezra Miller.
Listen, man. It's about time Warner Brothers start having those uncomfortable conversations. Man. It's like, hey, he did what now?
So what's up with your boy? What did he do?
I'm okay.
What did he do?
It's about what he already done. I'm like, yeah, he's been doing. We already, if you've been listening to the podcast, or, you know, we've already touched on multiple instances of him doing.
We've kind of been following his life unintentionally, haven't we?
This podcast is not only a Nicolas Cage podcast. I think it's turned into an Ezra Miller.
This is the number one Ezra Miller fan cast podcast.
Fan cast. All right.
Yeah. We got to get a fan cam in here with the sparkles and shit, with the K-pop music in the background.
I feel like one day we can get him.
Exactly. We could. At this point, I feel like he's so awkward. I mean, not awkward, but...
He'll come all the way here and sit in your...
He will literally be in my room.
Hello, guy.
Can we show the same love to Zack Snyder? We talk about him just as much, too.
No.
I mean, we don't talk...
I tried.
Honestly, you know what? Yeah, I would love to talk to Zach. Like, just like, what was your process? You know, that's all. That's all. That's all I got.
I think any other question, I would be really rude. It would be really sick. I'm not gonna say anything else. So yeah.
So you know Michael Bay?
Hey, bro, he's there. All right.
He's there. He's in like Flynn. So.
But apparently, okay.
He's got two Oscars somehow.
He does have two Oscars.
The rerun, man. The back to back. The champ.
Look,
you can't take that belt away from him.
With this whole Ezra Miller talk, and apparently it's been coming out recently that he's had multiple meltdowns. Like, none of this is new. Apparently, everything's put on the table what to do next. Not only with Ezra Miller, because the fans are, like, as you told me, the fans are looking to try to replace him. You know, that won't work. But the Warner Bros. Is always thinking, like, what the fuck to do with the DCU in general? Because they still are chasing that dragon of trying to be Marvel.
Yeah, because since they got bought by a different company now.
Yeah, true.
They walked into this Discovery. Yeah, Discovery did buy them.
Yeah, Discovery bought them.
Discovery walked into this DC cluttered garage of garbage and said, how can we clean this up?
Mm-hmm.
And they noticed that while everything is still spread apart, somehow Ezra Miller is making his way over this mound. Like, he will not be silenced. And then there's this neat pile in the back left for some reason, and there's a path that leads directly to it, and that's where you have the Batman movies.
That was a lot.
He was like, he's in the corner. He's like, I will make my Flash film. It will come out. Comes back to his role. They really want to, like, from what I've heard, they are trying to, like, get some kind of vision and actual structure, like, to make sure everything is vertically connected somehow. Which I don't know how at this point they're going to do that. If they're going to do a hard reboot.
Lots of reboots. Lots and lots of reboots.
I mean, yeah, some people's contracts are up. There's only two people in the Justice League left. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that picture you posted. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, just only two left.
It's just two now.
Just two.
Just two. Just The Last of Us.
I mean, honestly, at this point, like, who cares? Do you? Like, you had your opportunity to be a little, I like the little different approach with, this world is already established. And we're just here now. But I guess you just really want to just be Marvel. So you're going to have a beginning point and just start from there. But, you know, it's whatever. Yeah. Well, what do you guys think? Like, if you do even care, is this a good idea? Should they just continue? Do you like the whole, like, different films, like spread films that aren't necessarily connected, but they're just kind of good on their own?
You know, it would be nice to see, because we're always going to ask the question, what if? We're always gonna ask that question. What if DC had a cohesive cinematic universe? What would that experience be like? And how would we would always ask that question.
It's true.
So I'd rather have it than not have it.
In some kind of
fair enough.
I'm sure they're like, but we do it with the comics. Why can't we do it with movies?
Shut up, nerd.
Good.
And then I just don't want, like, I'm tired of this whole, like, culty shit. Like, apparently this is Snyder cult. That's an actual thing.
Of course there is.
Of course, like, I don't, like, there's a whole Twitter and they have, like, they do the anonymous mask thing with the Omega symbol and shit, like, because
they have the Omega symbol.
Yes.
Did you take a screenshot? Can you show us later?
Yeah, I can show you later, and I'll pull it up just so people see it. It's wild, and I'm like, why? Because apparently, you know how it is on Twitter. Zack Snyder has been putting out little, like, hints or whatever at something.
They're sitting in their fucking Mobius chairs.
Yep. One day. We'll be back on top, because we were on top at one point.
We never left top, baby.
I know. Never left
top. Hey, can I throw something in that left field real quick?
Go right ahead.
So they have the Overwatch 2 beta, closed beta happening. They showed the first glimpse of Sojourn. Remember her?
Yeah.
Which one was her?
That's the...
From the DLC trailer?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
So this is, like, a really good, hard look into an attempt at PR recovery, right? Because we know Activision Blizzard, we know they've been no form, shape, goodwill at all in the media press. Nothing.
No.
And what do? They hit every single bulletin point. They want to get your attention. Boom. They drop a new character. What is a new character? It's the first African-American female character.
Boom. That's the one with the dreads, right?
Yes.
Oh, her.
And then they have a developer update. What do they have right there, front and center? It's co-op. Man and woman working together. The new and improved Blizzard. Don't you love to see it?
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's great.
It's their PR attempt.
It's
and
so
you know
fast.
What?
It's working?
I don't know. I don't know. At some point in time, do people have to move on?
I mean, they're going to probably... Even if they don't want to, they will anyway. Because people want to play their games.
Is it just one of those things? Is it you know, too soon? Or was it going to happen regardless? What's going on?
Microsoft wants to make their money back on this investment. So yeah. I think they're not going to put this on hiatus. You know, they're going to push that through.
The news for Overwatch 2 was always going to come out probably today. Yeah. It's just nice to see the whole PR recovery thing happening. it's a cool straight look into it.
Like, we gotta put shit out, guys. So
let's okay, just, okay, get out. Okay, go.
Go ahead. Just put yeah. It
out there. I mean, have you heard anything about the beta? Like, is it good, bad? Like, what's different?
No, I haven't looked too much into it yet.
Because I'm like, honestly...
No, it's happening like the 20-something. It's like the 17th.
Oh, okay. I know there's been like betas out for like the extreme like Overwatch players, like those who stream it and stuff.
Closed beta.
The only thing with Overwatch, I always feel like it really did... I know that they were so headfast about making this a sequel, but it didn't feel like it was going to change really much to really, you know... how necessary it was going to be. Besides, like, apparently they're gonna add a story mode. That's about it.
Yeah, the changes that they're bringing to the game aren't huge changes, and I don't think it's gonna bring in new people because visually you're not gonna get it too much of a difference between Overwatch 1 and Overwatch 2.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back though. I'll play it. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll all be back. Doomfist tank, baby.
He is a tank now. You know. But yeah, I guess we're like since we're on video games and everything, we still apparently there's going to be another Tomb Raider 4.
Yay!
Made by Crystal Dynamics.
Yay!
And it's going to be on Unreal Engine 5.
Another, which is an incredible engine. I don't know if you guys saw the tech demo.
Dummy thick. I actually want to download it when I get a chance if I can. But yeah, the character creator and everything. It's
character creator.
Unreal. Yeah.
But you know what it is, man. It's just another banger of a Tomb Raider game that people don't play.
Yeah.
Banger of a game. But Tomb Raider's cursed because they always drop their games around other... Like, they want to challenge people all the time.
Yeah. People
they always want to challenge people.
People they got no business challenging.
They want to show that we are on top. Remember, we used to be on top back in the day. We're still that person.
You had... No. No, I'm not going there.
Oh, what are you doing? Go ahead.
No. Listen. I'm glad. I'm glad for the effort. I'm glad that there's another game, but, you know, they got to learn to stop shooting so high.
Because I think the first game came out at the same time the third Uncharted game came out.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then the second game came out at the very same time Fallout 4 came out. That's before people played Fallout 4.
Before they realized what it was.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, like, Tomb Raider's always trying to start a fucking fight. I forget what game came out around the same time 3 came out.
I don't even remember when it came out. That's the bad part.
Yeah,
man. I'm just saying, this time I hope you win. All right. I don't know who you're going to pick a fight with this time. I don't know who it is, but I hope you win. Don't be God of War. Like, chill out, man. Please.
Please.
I do wonder what they're going to bring. Is it going to be a continuation, or are they going to do another soft reboot like they did before?
Maybe it's a continuation because these Crystal Dynamic games have been really, really good.
Yeah, they have. So I'm hoping for that. I don't know. Like, I still need to finish one. I had it on my Xbox over there. But, they're fun. They're really. First one. Huh?
You still ain't finished that first one. I'm watching you play that, man.
It's fun. It's
let him enjoy it.
I'm enjoying. I'm taking my time. You know, just like Elden Ring. Oh my god. But yeah,
hold on. You got a little mess over there when you said Elden Ring.
Elden Ring. It's so good. I think I'm thinking about Tomb Raider. Fuck.
Stop talking about Elden Ring.
Anyway, don't tell me what to do. Play it. Come with us.
I'm working on it.
Really? On the PC?
No.
Okay, whatever.
You know, I'm glad these internet cats are so easily, I don't want to say like easily entertained, but I don't know what else to say.
What?
The dude who can beat the boss by himself.
Let me solo her. That is his name. Put his respect on his name.
What do you mean respect?
It's just, look, in the Elden Ring community right
like
now.
Like, cool for him getting notoriety. I'm not hating. Yeah. I'm not hating. It's just weird that they had the same type of obsessiveness with Solaire when he was out. And it's just that, you know, it's the meme of the Souls game this time now. And we're going to hear about it for all of eternity.
True. Someone already made a statue of him.
Yeah.
There's so much really unnecessarily good artwork.
I want to hear his side of the story. He's probably just real cool. He's like, man, this is great.
He has a Reddit page.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's he wears nothing but a jar on his head and then two katanas. That's it. And goes in naked, just jar on his head. Let me solo her. And he does it every time. Apparently it took him 200 and something times to beat her. And then after that, he's like, I'm going to help everyone else.
Well, that's cool.
It's cool. He's just one of the hardest bosses in the game and everything, supposedly. You know, apparently someone... I was trying to not spoil. But yes.
We mean spoil. If anyone read the article, it's all over the place, man.
Look, I'm just trying. Also, apparently, someone also apparently beat her with a DDR pad. It's
crazy. These games aren't hard.
Shut up. Anyway, come play with us. I know you'll have a, you'll be fine.
When I come back from Houston.
Okay, cool. But I think that's pretty much it, guys. New-wise, it's been a pretty light couple of weeks.
Yes, it really has.
Besides, updates on news that we kind of done talking about, really.
Yeah, the Will Smith shit.
That's what happens with the holidays.
Done with that.
That's true, too. Yeah, yep. I'm done.
So, we're just getting right along with our little Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And while I have no comic book news for you.
As always.
I have comic book reviews.
Yay!
Sometimes I do have news.
I know sometimes. I'll be waiting for it.
I just don't like bother to tell people solicitations because they know they can look for those themselves.
Okay. But what we got today?
Don't ask me what we have as I'm reaching in the bag.
I'm just creating dialogue.
What do you think you are?
You know what? Not even what you have. What was the darling of these books today?
Honestly, the darling of the books for me is, and you know where I'm coming from, it was Wolverine. It was Longitude.
Wolverine?
Not like that. I like
it,
that a lot.
I did get more reactions out of Wolverine, but I still liked the story from X-Men Red better.
Yeah, X-Men Red. No, X-Men Red, don't get me wrong. X-Men Red came with no games to play. But him doing him?
Yeah.
When he took out that beer, I was having found it.
Latu had me giggling the after whole that way part, through. It's great.
I think it got too... Let's go.
Okay.
When it got to Nightcrawler, that's for some reason. When Nightcrawler got in there, I was like, okay, we can coast on a different type of tone over here. But no, it was just another day. Wolverine, he clocked in and he clocked out. There was nothing to worry about here.
And you should introduce the book.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. From Marvel, we have X-Men and Unlimited, another one of these one-offs, Latitude. There we go.
There's
Latitude number one.
There's some at this point, just stop putting numbers on them. If they're going to be one, because every time they've been doing that really often, I'm like, is it going to be more of this? And it's like, no, this is just one. And why?
Just one. But then again, the ones they've done it to, I'm glad they were only one of them.
So. This is true.
It's still nice that they have the legend in the back of all these books still to tell you what's the next one in the concurrent story that's going on.
Right.
That's a lifesaver for these X-Men books, man.
Every comic book with this sort of big ass story, which a lot of them already, they usually do, needs to have that.
Right.
It should be a standard.
So, yeah, I had a lot of fun with this one because, as you can see, obviously Hickman wrote this one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Had a little fun with the boys.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah, man.
He said, I don't know. No.
That son of a bitch lied to me.
Yeah.
That petting son of a bitch.
Straight up petting his face. Yeah.
Perfect. And then they keep lying. He keeps falling for it. He's like, God, I'm tired of these fuckers.
Hey, he's the best at what he does, not the best at
not getting information.
He's the best there is at what he does.
Yeah.
Because nobody else does Wolverine.
It's true. Like Wolverine.
Unless, it was that time with Mystique, but he probably don't talk about that.
No, not at all. You shouldn't. From Marvel, surprise, another X-Men book, X-Men Red. A lot of X-Men titles popped off this week. I only grabbed the ones that literally had my attention. But yeah, X-Men Red. This is Storm coming to head with her...
Regent.
Yeah, her regentship.
Queen.
And how she's reckoning with going forward with that over these people who never, signed up for that, kind of. And
they're like, what the fuck is a console? Can we just fight for this?
Exactly.
What's going on?
They put Storm on the planet with the savages. And,
they're not savages, as you can see with Magneto. Magneto's racist ass.
Man.
Wait, you're human?
Wait, you don't have powers? Yeah, so what do you want to talk about? Nothing, bro, nothing.
No. Magneto's... His whole demeanor just changed.
I was seeing more he was talking to him because you're one of the good ones, huh?
Yeah,
you're kind of good because he was enjoying talking. You know what? Maybe they're not. You're good. I like you.
He would kill him.
He's one of those good humans.
I love Iska. All right, I love her.
Iska's great.
She said, "Why don't you vote? Because if I would have voted, I would have won. So there wouldn't have been democracy. Are you stupid?
What are you, stupid? She told her.
God, don't you know how my powers work?
But yeah, this was a decent book. I really enjoyed this one. I enjoy a lot of the X-Men content that's been coming out. I was excited for X-Men Red because I saw Storm, Magneto possibly leading the team or whatever they're going to do. And this ends, which is a spoiler. I won't spoil it. Mm-hmm. But what do you guys think of what she decided to do at the end?
I was excited because I didn't think about that. That was a little, clever.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's weird.
But it depends on what they do with it.
Well, I mean, either way, to go from and then to decide this is a better option. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a gang. You're a street gang. What?
It's so... I mean? But that's how Araco works.
Yeah.
That's how the people work.
It better work. That's all I'm going to say.
But it's weird to see that this is now Genosha, but he's not in control.
Right. He's just in the backdrops.
He's not in control.
No.
Magneto just needs to be like in the mountains left. He needs to be a hermit.
He's getting there. He's getting a little ice castle.
He just needs pillows.
He's getting back there. He was there. He's getting back there.
Yeah.
But go on.
No, I just I don't like I like them bringing that back, you know. I guess they were going to, you know, eventually turn back. But I like that's bringing back in a different sort of fashion. But I kind of would have preferred something different, like them to make up their own thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, that particular group
has too much.
Is so small scale. Obviously, it'll take on a different meaning when over here. But it just, I don't know. It just seems like they're creating more factions, more division inside the, mm-hmm. you know, which is good. It's more drama for us.
What's going on with Vulcan? Did I like miss a beat or whatever? Was he always like this hate-filled for the Shi'ar?
I do not know. Something happened. I don't know what happened.
I feel like he just like was on a bad trip and he snapped.
He is deeply bothered by them.
And this is why we really need Haido, because Haido probably knows.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he does. Sorry.
About Vulcan.
Sorry, sir.
He reads more X-Men than we do.
He does, because he has the time.
No, he dedicated.
That's true. That's right.
The time.
Speaking of dedicating some time, guys.
Okay.
What?
That's literally all the comics that I had to recommend. All X-Men shit. Marvel practically took over the entire week.
Yeah.
DC, I'm sorry. Image, Aftershock. What's going on?
They used all their paperwork last week.
Marvel got out of here.
Yeah, Marvel got
out of here. You saw nothing that from their prints, or they didn't print anything at all?
Uh-oh.
The stuff that was out was literally Batman B-Sides A, or it was A or B. Batman A or B. Like, Batman book A or B. And you know, I didn't want either. I just said, and then there's Firepower updated.
Oh my God, it's still going?
Still going.
Month.
Holy shit.
Are you still keeping up with it?
No.
What happened?
I'm waiting for it to collect so I can just buy a book.
That's okay. Awesome. Glad to hear you made a decision.
I did, you know?
I'm glad you made a decision to stop.
I'm about done with Black Widow too. I want them to just stop. Stop. You did a good job. But I'm not here to talk about Black Widow. I'm here to dedicate some time in a little comic book discussion that we're going to have.
To a different seedy type of underground.
Yes. We're going to talk about Chip Zdarsky's Devil's Reign.
Yep.
I am confused as to why this book was called Devil's Reign. Who, what?
Did the devil reign?
What did he reign over?
Destruction?
You know, like two blocks of New York.
You know what they should have called it? They should call it Devil's Edge Lord, because that's what Matt Murdock is. He is the Devil's ultimate Edge Lord. He is the The synopsis of this story, as we followed on this pod, is for Wilson Fisk. Two things are happening at once. Wilson Fisk has decided he wants real power, not street crime shit. So mm-hmm. he's getting into politics, seedy dark underhand deals with real power shit. So in that time, he has become or wants to become the mayor of New York City. At the same time, a plot happened over the last couple of Daredevil arcs where his memory got wiped and he doesn't remember actually learning Daredevil's true identity. It's been eating him up. We've been leading here for a minute, and the culmination is in a attempt to win a mayoral race and take over the city, he kidnaps the Purple Man and uses his powers so he can sway the citizens The heroes.
He milks him for his purple gas.
He milks him, and then the heroes ensue, jump in and start breaking some shit, obviously, and punching civilians in the face because they have to, I guess. This was a. I'll start what we liked. I like the familiarity of the Civil War II stuff, like the Civil War or anything, like the superheroes doing stuff. I like the idea of Luke Cage mayor. That's kind of cool. As long as they don't bench him, you know what I mean? I don't want him to bench the guy. I mean, if they do something with that little ass kid with the powers.
They haven't for years. I wish.
That could be cool too. That'd be nice. I guess you could have somebody else.
They've been waiting for years.
You know? For his daughter?
For something to happen with his daughter.
Something
yeah.
like that little purple kid.
The one who
survived and actually had the powers.
Yeah, the glaring reminder that the purple man had a taste for the for some ethnicity.
Yeah, it was pretty clear. He was just purple.
Once you go dark purple.
No.
You never go unpurple.
No. No.
Blurple.
No.
Yeah. All right. You go blurple.
Yeah, but it did wrap up rather fast.
It wrapped up abruptly.
And what was initially the. I guess who the main characters were involved with it. The whole book shifted to what it brought upon us now is Fisk is no longer in play.
I mean,
and his son has taken over his empire. So is Devil's Reign is now referring to his son?
I don't know. The only devil in my knowledge in Hell's Kitchen or of the Marvel Universe is the Daredevil. So when you say Devil's Reign, I'm assuming that they were talking about Daredevil. And over the course of this event, I just don't recall him doing anything that would I'm not going to get harped in the name too much, but I felt like of the Daredevil stories that I've read in the past, this has got to be, and I want to be clear, I love Chip's run up until this point, but this was like, I think it's got to its natural conclusion. I think I would love for him to be done with Daredevil because this was probably one of the most. This was one of the messiest stories.
This was a crock pot of already used storylines.
It was Civil War II. It was
Superior Spider-Man.
It was a little bit of Born Again or whatever. You know, it was Typhoid Mary. You know, it was in a little bit of Doc Ock Spider-Man drama thrown in there. It was a lot going on in here, and what we got. In the finish was Wilson Fisk deciding halfway through that actually I don't want to be the mayor anymore.
I don't want any more power.
All I need is the love of my life. I mean, you had the little goofy ass Matt Murdock brother in there only so they could just kill him. Like that's really why this guy was in the story. Like a lookalike, so Kingpin could knock him off
to die.
Only for Daredevil to go like, I'm really gonna kill him this time, guys.
The brother. Who
no, it was so that die. He can now operate solely as Daredevil because Matt Murdock is now dead.
No. But I get why they justified him being there. But ultimately, like, it became pretty clear in issue 5. Like, wait a second, is Wilson Fisk gonna kill this dude? Think it's Matt Murdock?
Yeah.
And that's literally what fucking happened. Like, How the fuck? Like, why would that? That was such a. I don't know. There were too many like.
And I would think the kingpin, the prince, the king of crime, could pick out a face. His brother must look exactly the fuck like
him. I guess so, man.
Exactly the fuck like him.
Has to. Because that was crazy. The fighting seemed just. The city was taken over by drones for like a month.
Okay.
How the hell did that happen? Like, they just said, all right. The drones are out. I guess all us superheroes have decided that we're just not going to, even though this is against the law, not like we never had that situation before, we're just not going to fight back against the drones.
She'll look down and said, Otto's making a security state again. All right, whatever.
All right. We're going to let that play out for about 2 weeks.
You're not going to do anything? These don't last long.
Right. Like, it'll be over in a couple of months. I guess they don't care that Luke Cage is the mayor. They kind of never had the race. I just thought the story had too much going on. I think you could have made this a more intimate story. You could have cut out the entire Avengers trio of people. I understand you needed people to like fill splash pages to make them fight each other and stuff, but we didn't need the ensemble if this is really just going to come down to Daredevil doing his long-standing like edgelord joke where he really, I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna do it. Like, this is gonna be it. Only to not do it. Only for Electra to go, wait, I should do it. He's like, no, actually, I'm gonna do it. But Matt, you shouldn't kill him. You're right.
Because people are watching.
Yeah, because
that's the only reason. Because people are watching.
Yeah, because people are looking at it and say, well, that's why you shouldn't kill him. What? And then he goes and kills two guys at the end, two politicians at the end. He's like, actually, son, here's my legacy. You can be the president of the United States. Like, are you fucking serious?
No.
I have read Daredevil stories that have just, that would eclipse this. This was a mess. Kingpin started the plan, abandoned it halfway through, and then went to Costa Rica. No. That's what happened. That's what we watched. That's what we read.
Yeah, it is. Oh. I mean, there's not, like, what is this? What is this kinetic storm he can make, too? I didn't know he had energy projection. I wanted
so
to bring
much
that up.
Shit was going on here.
I don't know what's happening.
I didn't know the Purple Man could shoot purple lightning
he
at
can't.
People.
At this point, I'm just like, okay, just get to the end.
Maybe it looks cool.
Maybe it's metaphorical, like Morbius's little, like,
Maybe it's like radio waves, and that's what people are, I don't know, feeling or seeing.
It's okay. It doesn't
trying.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's okay though, I guess.
You got. I don't
think of the people who you've hurt, Wilson Fisk. Doesn't that make you repent?
No.
Fuck no, nigga.
Like, when has it ever?
You think I don't know what I'm doing?
Exactly. Like, what are you talking about?
Are you dumb? You're a lawyer.
And he doesn't. And he does it every time, dude. He does it every time.
He just can't help it.
Like, I just felt this story to be
awesome. Kingpin just makes them dumb.
Yeah.
He's just like,
they make each other dumb.
That's
why would you do
this? I think
this?
They're in love. That's why.
And they, you know
love
what?
Makes you stupid.
Probably.
In the 1v1, Matt lost. Kingpin beat that ass.
Yeah.
And he will always.
He always does. He's like, I'm going to beat.
Kingpin is too he's too big and he's not.
Kingpin got hands.
I don't understand how Kingpin even needs powers. He just
This is a soldier trained.
He's a soldier?
No, Daredevil?
No, I'm sorry. I thought
he's been trained by secret assassinations.
Can't beat Kingpin.
This man is a force of nature, but he can't beat Kingpin.
Can't beat fat white man with bald head. Kingpin he's too strong. Hands.
Too much of a tank.
Kingpin's got hands. He's a tank.
I like how it's always consistent no matter the medium. Like, even in fucking Hawkeye, how he took it he took a rocket to the face. It was fine.
Yeah, he did do that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He can do
he
that.
He got
in a car.
He can do that.
I know he can.
That man's big.
What does that matter?
Plus size. Listen, if Batman's goofy ass can survive an explosion to the face, we're not going to talk about Kingpin.
Fine, whatever.
If The Rock can fall off a building and you'd be like, all right, cool.
I don't know why I was hoping
he can fall off a building.
Yeah, he can.
And survive.
And survive.
Easily. He'll just bounce off his pecs.
Exactly. He's a rock.
Exactly. Like, I didn't enjoy it. I was glad this is over. Like, I got to the point, like, I didn't really enjoy it as much as I thought I would. I thought the journey was a little bit more fun than the destination. I wanted to give it its full length before I judged it. But, yeah, it just felt like too many moving parts of things that we've read before.
Here we go. Like, nothing ever happened.
Yeah, like, the city's back to normal, guys. I guess you can go back outside. We turned off the drones. I guess it's not illegal anymore to be a superhero.
Oh, there he goes, the coaster.
Because, you know, Fisk didn't bring up a good point about superheroes, you know, destroying everything and not taking accountability. And that's how the book ends, by superhero destroying everything and not taking accountability.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, I mean, everyone go back home.
Because, like, they don't live in a world where anyone's going to give them accountability. They're just going to keep doing what they're doing. It's kind of like what Batman does every time in Gotham. Like, oh,
hey, we're different.
Batman has the money to fix it. That's the difference.
What did he say?
Batman has the money to fix the streets that he fucks up. That's the difference.
Did he think that Batman?
He does have the money.
Matter of fact, how big of a radius around the Wayne Mansion do you think he pays so that there's no potholes?
Now we have the city budget. Making sure.
Half the city budget. Right, please.
Yeah, probably have it. Listen, if the Wayne fortune can single-handedly fund all the crime in Gotham,
all of it.
It could fix it.
Yeah, it could.
But I want someone to draw a comic of the Batmobile hitting a pothole and losing a rim.
Man.
Was he driving Detroit?
Man. Yeah.
Close enough.
But yeah, reeling it back in. Yeah. What did you guys think about this? I know I've been working on it.
I did not finish it, but from what you guys tell me, I can see it, how it ending it like that. But I mean, I liked the beginning. It felt like it was setting up some good character moments and stuff for the forward, especially with Electra, because I didn't give a fuck about Electra. And then it kind of made me care a little bit. I didn't. What? But I don't know. I'm kind of sad that this was just kind of, it became kind of a nothing. Like a kind of a, you know, it like, oh, this kind of happened. Guess what? None of this really matters. And yeah, I'm not really into those type of comic arcs anymore. I can't, yeah. I can't do it anymore.
It's always frustrating when you get one. I didn't notice it until after Empire was done. But that feeling after Empire is the exact
same. I noticed in the middle of Empire.
Like, just... Like, it's not there.
That's how I was like.
This was lukewarm.
This made me worry so much about. shut up.
That's what it should have been called. Lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
Yeah.
That's what kind of made me fear like what was going to happen to X-Men. Remember, after a while, I was predicting like, oh my god, are we going to have a reset of some kind? Mm-hmm. Are we going to go back to, you know, how things were? But they keep going and changing, and I love it.
Apparently, all the good writers are over there.
Yeah, apparently everyone else is doing the same fucking shit.
I don't mean to say that
they're in limbo.
I don't mean to say Chuck Zdarsky's not a good writer.
But he's playing by the books.
I just mean this in particular.
Yeah.
This right here. I mean, to do all that work, three arcs worth of work, and then, you know, I just felt like, you know, you could do better.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, for the time that we spent on, you know, these little issues ain't cheap. I just feel like that could have been...
The issue is, after reading this, I don't have any questions that I want to ask.
Exactly.
I don't want to know what's going to happen next, really. It didn't set anything up that interests me.
Yeah, them going to the fist.
Just
which is the name of my D&D group, by the way, which made me giggle.
Wait, what?
The fist. It made me giggle, like, ha, we did it first.
We did it.
What were you saying? I was going to say, you know, since you're involved in the comic book industry, how does that, when they choose stories to write and everything as the writer... Are they told the parameters of what they're supposed to do, or are they given some sort of free reign?
Well, I imagine it's kind of like films. Overall, they're you know,
like the Batman
director. The director is the writer, and he does have creative control over how to, you know, chop up the story points. But I think for the most part, he is. They're probably brought in. And then they're brought up to date with all Daredevil mythos prior.
Yeah.
And then they kind of work in how they're going to change it around. And then they just kind of, if they like that change, they keep going and I guess give it a little storyline or something.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like one of those package deals where it's like, chip all the way down.
Do this.
Huh?
Like, yeah, it's like, hey,
yeah,
do this.
Pretty much.
By the way, by the time this ends, nothing happened.
And I love, stuff happened, but stuff that I think you're going to have to go a little bit of a way to impress us with,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you're going to have to do a little bit better. Like Daredevil joins the fist. Okay. What does that mean? Is he going to kill people or, you know what I mean? Like, is he willing to do what it takes? Like, or is he going to just end up breaking up from them and going back to New York? Like he always does, because I don't kill.
It'd be kind of cool if he faced the hand with Punisher being part of the hand.
That would be fucking sick.
That'd be fucking
sick.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be sick. You know what? If that's what this sets up, then I will. Then this is okay.
No. It doesn't excuse it.
No. I don't mean like it's okay as in like what I read is now good. I just mean like if we can get a possible, you know, Daredevil versus the Punisher again, opposite ends of the hand, that will have been worth the trial through this.
Okay.
Like, again, I have nothing else good to say about it, but at least I know that if something like that were coming down the pipeline, that'd be pretty exciting.
That would be.
Pretty exciting.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, that's all I got, man. That's all I got for this review. If we got nothing else, what would you guys like to rate this? Don't work too hard.
I mean, it's kind of like a six. Do we do in numbers for comic discussions? It's been a while.
Sure, you can do whatever you like, however you want to rate it.
A six purple children out of 10.
Purple bastards?
Purple bastards.
Purple bastards.
Purple bastards. I mean, six issues.
A purple bastards.
Out of 10, yeah.
I'll give it a 5 bludgeoned brothers out of 10.
How about you?
I will give it... I will give it 4.
Damn.
I will give it 4 pointless pointless daggers out of 10.
Pointless daggers.
4 Octavius clones.
Damn,
there was a lot.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
I can only
How the hell do you have Octo Hulk and he does nothing?
They made it. They tried to sell me that with Luke Cage, Jessica Jones
with Cage,
that no. Abomination is like a big threat to them at the time. Like, I get it. He's strong, but
I mean, let's be real. His strength is on par with the Hulk.
Well, yeah, but so is the fucking Thing. But you don't see people running, jumping away to get away from him. You know what I mean? Like, that's a little crazy to sit here and act like now, after 40 years, Abomination is a problem. That's the fucking Avengers.
To Jessica Jones.
They could have steamrolled him.
To Jessica Jones it is. To Luke Cage it is.
Was Captain America not in this mix-up?
Captain America don't give a shit.
Exactly. He wasn't even paying attention to him.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right.
Okay.
Whatever. Sorry. Just, yeah.
We can go all day about this, but yeah. At the end of the day, this is what it is.
But yeah, guys, did you guys read Devil's Reign? How does this stack up compared to other Daredevil stories you've ever read?
Are we smoking that butt hash? Are we wrong?
Are we? Yeah. Am I crazy here? Am I missing the mark with Daredevil? Is this the new take? Because
he's not.
I don't know, guys. I would prefer another direction. That's all.
Direct him to somewhere else, please.
Please. I'm gonna let the Devil's Reign in and let's get some angels on.
Yeah, all right. Vote for Luke.
Yeah, vote,
yes,
for Luke.
Vote for Luke, please.
Cage for mayor.
Cage for mayor.
Uncage us. Freedom.
Uncage us.
Freedom.
Uncage the system.
Uncage the system.
Keys to the cage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cage the corrupt.
Cage the corrupt.
Yeah.
I think that's a wrap.
That's all I got. All right, guys. This has been another episode of the Thirsty Nerds podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. If this is your last time tuning in, thank you as well.
Yep.
If you like what you've seen here, please like and subscribe. Leave a comment. It really helps with the algorithm.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or anywhere at Thirsty Nerds. And you can follow us individually. I am at King Creates X, all K's, no C's.
I am Stooge Prime.
I am Art of Sumo on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes. And with that, goodbye, you fucking nerds. Peace out.
Be a little nicer.
Yeah, have a happy Easter.
Have a happy Easter. Fuck Easter. A clean mouth.
Well, by the time this episode will come out, Easter's been long gone.
This is true.